Listening task, page 52. You're going to listen to a dialogue between a radio presenter and a woman who are talking about aeroplanes and pilots. For questions 1 to 6, decide which of the choices A, B, or C is the correct answer. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at the questions.
This afternoon, we welcome Nicole Svartek to the studio. Nicole runs special courses for the airline company Virgin Atlantic, and today we'll be discussing the 1989 United Airlines DC-10 Flight 232 crash in which, tragically, over 100 people were killed. Good afternoon, Nicole.
Hello.
Perhaps you could tell us, first of all, what your courses involve, Nicole.
Well, pilots need to be trained to deal with dangerous situations, so they are able to stay calm and think clearly in the event of an emergency. This reduces the chances of human error, which often result in disaster.
Crash experts always look for the black box flight recorder at the crash scene. This is a really useful piece of equipment, isn't that correct?
Yes. The black box actually records everything that is said in the cockpit, so when the crash experts listen to the recording after they have found it, they can usually find out what caused the crash.
So what actually happened in the United Airlines crash?
Well, the number 2 engine failed at 37,000 feet over the western United States. Fortunately, as the captain had been on one of our courses, he was able to stay calm even though he knew that he might die. Because he didn't panic, he was able to concentrate on landing the plane as safely as possible.
So how did he do that?
Well, together with his crew and a trainee pilot who happened to be a passenger on the flight, the captain was able to plan a controlled crash landing in Sioux City.
Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, over 100 people were killed in the crash, but miraculously 183 people survived. So these people have the plane's captain to thank for saving their lives with his good training and self-control.
Absolutely.
Nicole, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Next week on the news today, we shall be discussing my...